Now let's talk about lying. Lying, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Actually, there is a recent study that's got
They won a prize.
yes,
Yeah.
a funny award,
A
which you
funny
guys
award.
will explain in a second. But it looks at the frequency of lying from different age groups, and it found that it's the teenagers that lie most often, and young adults who are the best liars. Yeah, very sophisticated lies that we construct, apparently. So, do you agree with it? Tell me more about this award-winning study.
I would love to. The 2016, in case you missed it, guys, Ig Nobel Prize.
What
You're
is
like, well, oh, that's a
that?
really good question, Yu Yang, and I'd love to answer that. So the Ig Nobel Prize is basically, Ig means, like, as I understand it, lesser. So it is the lesser Nobel Prize, but basically it's given to those prizes that aren't necessarily changing the world, but are very fascinating in how they're opening up the scientific realm and giving us understanding of how we work and everything works around us. So basically a lesser Nobel Prize, okay? But in my opinion, still so cool and deserving, and it's an award that deserves much prestige. Anyways, this Ig 2016 Ig Nobel Prize was delivered to someone in psychology and has been awarded in September 22nd, 2016, specifically to an international team of researchers who published a paper titled From Junior to Senior, Pinocchio, a Cross-Sectional Lifespan Investigation of Deception, at the 26th First Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony at Sanders Theater in Harvard University. Okay, so what is the Ig Nobel Prize? As I had said, the Ig Nobel Prizes are parodies of the Nobel Prize given out in each autumn season for 10 unusual or trivial achievements in scientific research. The Ig Nobel Prize have been awarded since 1991 with the stated aim to honor achievements that make people laugh and then make them think. The prizes are intended to celebrate the unusual, honor the imaginative, and spur people's interest in science, medicine, and technology. So think about it this way: the cool kind of pop culture science award, like the MTV Kids Award for Science, as I would kind of describe it. But anyway, what this is really cool is the research surveyed 1,005 people between the ages of 6 and 77, and basically found that teenagers turned out to be the biggest liars, with children and elderly being the most honest. Oh, you guys. And young adults were the most proficient liars. They had the ability to lie circles around you, okay? You didn't know who they are. They're just so good at it. So these are kind of the statistics that were found from this research that won the prize. What do you guys think?
Interesting. Well, just judging from what Ryan has just said, and Ryan certainly falls into the age group of,
Hey,
young adult.
hey,
I don't believe a word you just said, Ryan.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Just joking.
Okay, this is a funny topic, but I find that the method of this research is kind of serious, right? And also, what I want to say is that we are not teenagers anymore, so
No,
we're
don't
not.
say that.
No,
We're
we're
not.
young adults.
We're young adults.
Oh,
That sounds
we are
better,
not
yeah.
biggest liars. That's my point. So, what we're going to discuss is probably true. It's worth listening to, right? And there is a related study on college students' behaviors and attitudes of lying published on Journal of Hunan University of Science and Engineering in December 2013. According to this study, over 86% of college students in China lie to internet users, or if we put it another way, the friends you made on the internet, Wangyou, and over 42% lie to parents, 22% lie to partners, and over 50% lie to teachers. You see,
That's interesting.
Yes.
I mean,
anything can be made up on the internet. There's a high percentage of liars.
Yeah. And also, do you need to be truthful on the internet? I was a dude on the internet. Ooh, I've just said too much.
Oh, goodness. Well, let me just jump into the next part of content of lying.
He Yang, you didn't spend the college years in China, so you're not one of
the
samples.
You're not part of this. Yes. Okay. But, okay, so let's look at the content of lying, because we talked about who basically people are lying to. Mm. Now, let's talk about what they're lying about. Guys, I'm shaking my finger at you. You can't see it. But 47.1% told lies about relationships and sex. Guys, what's going on there? Come on. Be a little more honest about that stuff.
Well,
43% lied about studying. Okay. 36.1% lied about daily expenses. 30.6% lied about health conditions. Ooh. And 25.8% lied about family situation. 23.4% lied about interpersonal relationships. So the ones that really worry me out of these are the relationship and sex. I think you should be very upfront about that kind of stuff. Health conditions especially. And guys, family. You should never lie to your family.
So is it okay to lie about study?
Well,
yeah. Well, we can see, like, what's up with the priority list for Ryan?
Apparently I'm a very proficient liar. I'm a very proficient liar, so I'll say yes.
Okay. Everybody knows what he's actually saying.
How is that, guys?
So I take that as a no, right?
But yes, anyways, guys, let's talk about the different kinds of lies we see. Okay, so there's lying to avoid punishment. We've all been there as a child. Mom, I didn't do it. Don't. Okay, sorry, that was a flashback from childhood. And then gain benefits. This is to get someone to do something for you. Basically, you benefit from the lies. Lies to assist self-deception. That's saying, hey, when you tell people a lie and they start thinking that, you start to believe it. So you're actually lying to have your own improved image of yourself. There's lies to manipulate the behavior of others. Ooh. And there's lies to help another person. Ooh, I like that one. I want to talk about it in a little bit. And then lies to maintain self-esteem. But everybody says lies are really bad. I would like to actually get your opinion, because often relationships in the U.S., we have these heated debates with our loved ones. And, you know, blah, 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 lying is always bad and this and that. And I was like, well, what if your friend's about to get married? She's literally in a room with you, and she says, how do I look? Are you going to be honest? Are you going to say, yeah, you look okay? No one says that.
Yeah, I think lying, yeah, there are different case scenarios, and sometimes lying could be a white one.
So it's acceptable. Is that what you're saying sometimes?
Oh, yeah, especially in relationships.
Oh, my God, that's the percentage there.
That's the percentage.
Hoi Yang.
It's like, okay, let's say if your boyfriend asks you, oh, there are many questions.
Oh, you know what? I can retort on this one, but go ahead, bring it.
Yeah, so am I fat? Guys, I ask that question too, and of course you say no, you look great.
No, girlfriends are terribly honest in my opinion. Like, yeah, you're kind of fat. But but girls often say, how does this make me look? Guys, there's one answer to give there, and you know you gotta give that answer, and that's sometimes a white lie, because it's good for her and it's good for you. You don't get beat or yelled at, and she's happy. Everybody wins. Yay.
Besides lying to the other partner, I have something to say about the self-deception. It's okay. Interrelated. You know, life is too hard. Sometimes you lie to yourself to make yourself feel better. And
that explains
the high percentage of lies about relationship sex. And because you want to show a better version of yourself, and
Hyung and I are like, Yu Young's getting real.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, what did I do?
I
was just talking and you guys are starting to cry. What did I do?
Yeah. Yeah. It just made a lot of sense.
Both partners want to be a better person, right? So people keep lying to themselves all the time. Well, sadly.
Well, sometimes maybe we need a little bit of, we don't need high definition hawk-eyeing our life. Sometimes things are a little bit blurry. That's good sometimes. Yeah. I think that's a very...
The less you know is better.
Yeah, and yeah, there's so many things that you should just soften the edges. And sometimes a white lie
is, okay.
is acceptable, maybe.
Yes, but in the circumstances, it's not a white lie. Guys, Roundtable cares about you. We even love you. So we're going to arm you with ways to find out if someone's lying. First one is they change voice. They're like, yeah, I did that. Okay. The next one is throat clearing. Yeah, I totally did that, Mom. You know, something like that. Body language, guys. I think this is actually the biggest indicator is if someone's lying to you, they're going to fidget. They're going to move their body away. They're going to try to cover their face. You know, that, those facial expressions, their poker face. They don't want you to see it. So there's a lot of verbal, nonverbal, but also grooming gestures. And this is specifically for my dudes out there. My dudes, if the woman is lying to you, according to this research, she might put a few strands of hair behind her ear or straighten her skirt. So watch those skirts, guys.
And I'm wearing trousers, very tight jeans today. So, yeah, you won't be able
I'll
to tell.
I'll get you next time.
Maybe next time.
Also, probably liars might avoid eye contact. Mm. You know, when you lie, you lack 底气 or certainty in your heart.
Yeah.
So you dare not look straight in the other people's eyes.
Yes, but I feel what Ryan has just said, those are only behaviors of a junior liar.
Yes.
Yeah, so what is the better
novice,
way?
The maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Neophyte. the ultimate way to spot a lie, I think it doesn't work immediately, but if you pay attention to what the other party is saying, and if he lies or she lies, in the long term, usually you'll find out that there's going to be things that don't really match. That's when you're like, busted. I won't trust you again.
Busted.
Yeah, it's a tiring job to lie. You know, you have to cover your previous lie with a lot of following up lies.
Yeah, so to avoid the trouble of covering your tracks, then just try not to do this too often. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Yu Yang, and Ryan Price. Coming up next, well, marriage is a ceremony is supposed to be about love, but it can also be an occasion for friends to make a financial contribution to the new couple. And this unequal exchange of marriage gifting money could totally ruin a friendship. Let's find out more after this short break. Don't go away.